Blog Talk Radio.
I'm liking that theme music. You changed it, and hopefully you like it. And you can always write and give us feedback on that. But you know what? It's a couple of days after Thanksgiving, and welcome to the Leftover Show. And the Leftover Show is a fun show because just about everybody that's listening right now has something in their fridge that they have piled up from this incredible Thanksgiving feast, whether it be because you cooked the meal and had people at your house, or because you were sent home with several doggy bags from different relatives and friends. You have stuff to make great, 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 great meals with. And you have to do it quick because, you know, leftovers are only good for a couple of days, and unless you freeze them, of course. And today, I think turkey is like the main staple of this holiday season. Some people might have some ham. And I want to talk about a couple of really fun things today that we could do with some of these leftovers. And I got some great ideas. We're going to do something that will take a little bit of work and a little bit of time. But, you know, the big cooking deal is already over. So you already have yourself prepped. I don't know about you, but this time of year, I really like casseroles and I like soups. And I really love pot pies of all different kinds. And one of my favorite ones, of course, is a turkey pot pie. And what a better time to make one than right now. This is what we need. I have to make the crust from scratch, and you have to as well. It's phenomenal. So here's some of the things that you'll need for this. We'll use 2.5 cups of flour, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, a cup of, you know, usually I like to use like some very light shortening or something like that works good. I actually mix it, 1/2 cup of butter, and 1/2 cup of some sort of shortening. About 6 tablespoons of ice water is the trick for the crust. And then as far as turkey is concerned, we're going to need about 3 cups. I like it chunky. I don't like to cut it up too small. So I would say, some people say cube it. No, I like it sort of rustica. You know, pieces about 3/4 inch by 1/2 inch or something. So when you bite into it, you're really getting a nice piece of turkey, about 1/2 small onion. I like to use a vidalia or something sweet and chop it up. I like to get one of my favorite things is just like during the holidays, you can get whipping cream and usually at a really, really good price. So I have a couple of pints of those. We're going to get 1.5 pints of whipping cream, which is going to be cool. We're going to have 3 gold potatoes, and I'll take, in this case, put them into 6 if they're nice size. You want some nice chunks. Get that already in set up. You're going to need about 1.5 cups of water. Now, I don't know about you, but I have a couple of different kinds of vegetables. I have some Brussels sprouts. I have some broccoli. I have some really nice steamed organic carrots. And, of course, plenty of celery and onion. So I'm going to make sort of a mixture of these vegetables, and I'm going to do about 1.5 cups of those vegetables. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take together the flour and 1/2 teaspoon of salt in the bowl. Pardon me. And then we're going to cut the little pepper here. Cut the butter and the shortening together into it. So we'll just sort of cut chunks into the flour mixture. Use a pastry cutter for that until it looks like coarse crumbs. And you'll mix it up, and it'll be sort of like coarse crumbs, have really nice texture. And then I take the ice water, and I put about 1 teaspoon at a time in it over the mixer and work it in into the dough with your fingers at this point in time. And you can add a little bit more water as you need it until you can gather the dough together in a ball and then, you know, make it into a really nice fine ball. I don't like to overwork my dough, though. I like to get it into a nice consistent ball. I like it to be, you know, not perfectly fine, because you'll see what I mean when it cooks. It'll be a little bit flakier and really delicious, and that butter is going to do a really, really good thing. So you want to make your dough in advance. I take it, I wrap it in some plastic, and I refrigerate it for about 30 minutes or so. Get the oven to about 375. Now, what I like to do in a saucepan, I take my cream and a bit of butter, and I go ahead and start to simmer it a little bit. At this point in time, I'm going to have my potatoes, which, by the way, I wanted to let you know, you want to parboil, so you want to cook them about halfway. Not totally done, but halfway, and so you're going to add about half of your potatoes at this point into the cream, and with a whisk, gently poke the potatoes down, and you're going to make sort of a slurry with the potato and the cream and the almost like liquidy mashed potatoes, which is going to be really nice. And I'm telling you why we're going to save the other half of potatoes for chunks. At this point in time, I take my turkey and gently place it in there. Now, you don't want to simmer going. You just want to get it warm and place your turkey in that, and then go ahead and add your vegetables to that mixture. Then as soon as everything is mixed together, I want you to pull it off the heat, okay? Now, about another 10 minutes or so, we're going to pull our pie dough out, and we're going to take that really simply, and we're going to cut the dough in almost equal halves and take the larger piece into a circle sort of on a floured work surface and fit it into like a 10-inch cast iron skillet, which is what I like to do. Roll out the smaller piece into another circle, and that's going to be to put, you know, everything on top. And at this point in time, you get that all laid out and ready to go. And then I have a little teeny bit of dough left, and we're going to make some little strips for that. So now, very carefully, in the dough that's in the skillet, fold the extra over the sides nicely and make sure it's a nice even thickness. You don't want any holes in it. And gently spoon your cooled, which should be at about room temperature at this point. You don't want it too hot, into your pie dough, into the skillet. Beautiful. Now, as that's down there, give it a little bit of a shake. That's why you have a handle on the skillet. Flatten it out and go ahead and fold your dough from the side of the skillet over and give everyone a little pinch and just pinch it around in a circle. Pardon my little cold that I had this morning. I'm not coughing in the food, don't worry. Now, at this point in time, we're going to go ahead and take our other piece of dough, put it over the top, and we're going to pinch it all around. And it's going to just look beautiful. It's going to look like a pie. Now, those other little pieces of dough that I have, I'm going to take those. I'm going to roll those out in strips. Then I'm going to go ahead and use my little rolling pin and flatten them down. I'm going to cut strips. I can get about six of them. And I'm going to do a crisscross over the top of the beautiful pot pie to give it a little design. Now, what I like to do is I like to take a little bit of egg wash, which is a little bit of egg and water, and a little pastry brush, and gently brush the top of the pot. A pie, and go ahead at this point in time and stick it into the oven. Oh my gosh. Now you want to keep it in there. It's about 40 minutes roughly, and at that point in time you want the crust to just be beautifully golden brown, and you'll see a little bit of bubbles happening. Now, some people like to cut little teeny holes into it before we put it in the oven and the top just to let the steam go. I'm not a proponent of that, so I just let nature take its course. Now, you also, when you're making these pot pies, you know, and especially in a skillet, you're in good shape no matter what. So you should be fine. And that's it. That's that gorgeous pot pie. Pull it out when it's done. Let it cool for about 15 minutes, and you have one of the greatest leftovers known to turkey. And it's something that, oh my gosh, I can't tell you how good it is until you make it. So I hope you will. Now, as far as the recipes are concerned, I'll tell you how to get those before the end of the show. So don't sweat about trying to write it down. The whole idea is for me to get your gland salivating, and you just think it sounds so good that you are going to get off the radio as soon as our show is done and start thinking about cooking lunch, even though it's early in the morning. All right, another thing I really like to do, and everybody does that, there's always a sandwich made with leftovers. So you're going to do your typical turkey, and possibly I like to put a little dressing on my sandwich, then a little bit of cranberry, and, of course, some cream cheese on a really nice bread, and you have a beautiful turkey and cream cheese and cranberry sandwich, which is excellent. But I think one of the really, really fun things to do is to make a wrap, and that's what we're going to do right now. Now, there's different ways to do it. A lot of people use the largest sort of flour tortillas or flavored tortillas you can get, and sometimes they're even called wraps, and those work really, really great. Another way to do it is using a pita bread, and get the biggest pita bread you can find and do sort of stuffed pita with this, and it's really like a nice wrap also. Or if you want to, you can use one side of the pizza and just do it like a wrap and roll that as well. Whatever bread that you decide to do, I'm going to use today, which I'm really excited about, is a naan bread. I got some beautiful garlic naan breads. They're pretty big. They're actually quite the size, just about the size of a dinner plate, and they're perfect. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a pan, put a little teeny bit of olive oil in it, and I'm going to get that heated up, and I'm going to stick this beautiful naan bread in the pan to warm it up a little bit. While that's happening, I have my turkey, I have my different combinations here. I took my turkey and I sort of cut them into strips. And I have a beautiful ripe avocado, not super ripe, and I have that cut into strips too. I took a beautiful jalapeno pepper, and this is a fresh pepper, not cooked, and I used a little slicer mandolin, and I sliced really thin little shavings of that. I also have some red pepper, and I've done that also in some little bits of strips. Now, I have a really, really cool little mixture here of cranberry sauce and cream cheese, and I've made sort of like a sweet little filling. Now, some people don't want the sweet. Now, at that point in time, a Russian dressing is great. So just take a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of fresh tomato sauce or ketchup you can use, a little bit of really nice, take one of your pickles from your relish tray and chop that up and just mix it together. And it's beautiful, a little salt and pepper. And that works as a really good sauce. Now, that beautiful naan bread is warmed up. I'm going to take that carefully and lift it up and put it on a plate. I'm going to go ahead and take a little spatula. I'm going to use some, I'm going to go for the sort of savory sauce today. So I'm going to do this sort of little Thousand Island sauce we just made and put a little dab of that all the way on the bottom. I'm going to take my avocado and spread that out. Now I'm going to put a little bit of that jalapeno pan, and now I have some stuffing that I sliced into really almost like sliced cheese. I'm going to put a couple of slices of that in there right there, and then I'm going to head and put a little more turkey in there, and then, I'm just going for it. I'm putting a little scoop of that sweet cranberry cream cheese mixture in there as well. What the heck? Because I got the hot. It'll be really neat. Now, I also took a couple of little mandarin oranges and drained them really well, and I'm going to put a few of those in there. Now, this is going to be so good. It's all about texture and taste. All right, we're going to carefully take both sides, put one to one side, one to the other, and roll it up like a sleeping bag really nicely and put it back on the plate. And I take a very sharp knife, and on the bias or at an angle, go ahead and cut it in half. Pull it apart. Is that beautiful? I mean, it's dripping with every single leftover just about. I'm going to take a bite right now. Oh, I did good. That's it. All right. So you have that really incredible wrap. And I'll tell you, you can eat wraps every single day with all kinds of leftovers. And right after Thanksgiving is a really, really good time and a really good way to do that. All right. Delicious, huh? I'm thinking of, all the things that you do with leftovers. And one of the things that, of course, people do is they make a turkey chili. And that's just a standard chili, but, mix with three or four different kinds of beans together and an onion and celery and some jalapeno and fresh cilantro and go ahead and make your basic chili mix with some really nice high-grade chili powder and a little bit of tomato paste. Then you could take your turkey and chunk it in there. Or some people like to just use a food processor and grind it up a little bit. And it sort of replaces your ground beef if you're going to go that route. It's okay. Turkey chili is good. There's so many things that one can do with these things. But I'm going to tell you one more thing that I just really love since we're going to go a little bit of an Italian style. I'm thinking when you have, in many cases, you have the leftovers. So one of the things we could do for a little initial appetizer is make this beautiful little chicken turkey salad, excuse me, with a bed of greens, mixed greens, a little fresh spinach. Go ahead and shred the leftover turkey. Get some mandarin oranges, some really nice cilantro fresh, a little bit of fresh basil as well. Some people like to use some really nice bean sprouts, and you can do that as well. I like to use a little chopped green onion on it, and, of course, the mandarin oranges. Now, one of the really, really cool things for flavor in some cases is I take, especially if there's a little bit of the skin from the turkey, I can take the skin and strip it down a little bit and cut it into strips and fry a little bit of an oil. And then I take a little bit of some egg noodle and partially cook and fry that as well until it's kind of crispy and let it drain really well. And we're going to use that to sprinkle over the top of it. It's delicious, and so you want to try that as well. And make a little sort of a Thai turkey salad. Sometimes you want to put a little bit of extra, you know, Thai sweet chili pepper in it as well. As far as your dressing is concerned for that, we'll just take a little bit of that mayonnaise and a little bit of sesame oil and a little bit of brown sugar and mix that together and a little, maybe a little bit of Thai hot sauce, and that's your dressing for it. So you got that salad, and it's really beautiful. Now, let me tell you, Italian style, and the way we want to do that, which is really, really simple. If you happen to have a big, fairly good piece of turkey breast left that you can slice into strips, we want to go ahead and see if we can slice that in a cutlet size, and that will be really easy to do. Then you take a little bit of Japanese breadcrumbs, a little bit of fresh Italian seasoning, a little salt and pepper, then some flour on a separate plate, and a little bit of egg wash with an egg and a little bit of water or milk. And go ahead and take your turkey cutlet and go ahead and roll it in the flour, dip it in the egg, take it and dip it in the breadcrumbs. And once you got three or four of those together, take a small frying pan with a little bit of vegetable oil in it and go ahead and drop those cutlets in until they're beautifully golden brown on both sides. Remember, it's already cooked, so you're warming the turkey and you're just going to make that really nice crust. Then simply, you can take that and take a little fresh tomato, a little bit of shaved Parmesan cheese. I like to use a little bit of lemon. And one little thing I like to do is make a little teeny bit of olive oil and garlic and drizzle that over the top. And you have just a beautiful little turkey cutlet with some of that salad. You can even take that cutlet if you want to do something really fun and replace the actual shredded turkey in the salad and just go ahead and julienne the turkey cutlet. And that would be something you could do that would be really, really fun. And you have a sort of a little Italian sort of tetrazzini kind of turkey treat. All right, there is so many things you could do with all the different leftovers. Let me let you know how to get in touch with me. You can go to Facebook and go to Chef Duaro's Foodomania page, and at that point in time, at any point, you can send me a message to request the recipe, and I will absolutely post it right back to you in a hard copy that you can print, take to the store for your ingredients, and pull it back into your kitchen to be able to cook it that way. You can also go at any point in time to the website, which is the Blog Talk Radio site, and you can go and communicate with me that way through Foodomania at any time, and that's a really excellent way. If you want to write me directly, just write me. It's Chef Stuarto, CHEFSTUARTO, at hotmail.com, and just put in the subject line a leftover recipe or any other recipe you might want from any of the other shows. And I'll be happy to send that to you. And we'll do it. All right. I'm going to play you a little bit of a food minute here just to give you another idea to use some of these leftovers. Now, in this one, this is a fritter. And in that fritter, I'm using shrimp in this specific recipe that I'm going to play for you. But imagine for this recipe not using the shrimp, doing everything I suggested and using turkey instead and making some turkey and corn fritters. Check this out.
sometimes during the day you get hungry and you don't know exactly what to eat. Should I have a little breakfast? Should I have a little lunch? Should I have a little dinner? Well, here's a recipe that might help you combine all those ideas into one little thing. Today we're going to make some incredible corn and shrimp fritters, which is almost like a fried pancake. And here's what you need. To make it really simple, get 2 cups of buttermilk pancake mix, 1/2 cup of baby shrimp, 1/3 cup of chopped green onions, 3 tablespoons of cilantro, 1/3 cup of corn, 2 cups of cooking oil, 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, and 1/2 cup of sour cream, and 4 tablespoons of sweet Thai chili sauce, 1 lemon, and you're ready to go. Here's what we do. First, we'll make the fritter batter. Take the 2 cups of buttermilk pancake mix. Mix the appropriate amount of water into it, but make it a little thicker than you normally would. Add the corn. Make sure it's drained well. Same with the shrimp, the onions, the cilantro, and we're about ready to go. Mix it up and let it sit for a couple of minutes. Let's make the really delicious sauce that we're going to make for this dish. It's called mousseline. Take the 1/2 cup of sour cream, the 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, and the Thai chili sauce and mix it all together. Squeeze a little bit of lemon in it and add about 1 tablespoon of the chopped cilantro. Set that aside. You got your sauce. Heat up the oil in a deep frying pan. If you have a deep fryer, that'll work great. Take about 1.5 tablespoons of the fritter batter and put it in there. Slowly but surely, it'll raise to the top. It's a good idea to use a wooden spoon and roll it around until it's golden brown on each side and remove it from the oil, maybe on a piece of parchment paper or a paper towel, and let them drain. When you get all the fritters done, use that delicious mousseline. Dip them in. That really soft pancakey taste, a bite of the little corn, the crunch of the shrimp, the little onion and cilantro. You've just made yourself a really beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening fritter. You could change the contents of the ingredients. You can make a fruit one and use yogurt as your dipping sauce, or you can add different types of fish. You can use tofu to make it a vegetarian, add some fresh peas. It's endless. However you decide to make them, I know you're going to enjoy them. This is Chef Stuardo with another Cooking Minute. Hey, let's eat!
Yeah, one thing about this show, I just get so hungry when I do it. All right, listen. We all talk about this incredible holiday and this great meal and all of our friends and family, but we don't necessarily always think about our animals and pets for Thanksgiving. So I'm going to teach you right now, and I got this recipe from this really cool site that I read about sometimes as far as dog treats and things like that. We're going to make our dogs a little special Thanksgiving treat, and it's called the Turkey and Cranberry Dog Bones. And it sounds crazy, but here's what you need. Your dogs are going to love you, and you're going to feel so good about this. Okay, 3 1/2 cups of whole wheat flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 cup of shredded cooked turkey, and 1 cup of dried cranberries. I like to use 1 egg, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, and 1 cup of really low-sodium chicken broth. And you use that as we need it. So go ahead and preheat your oven to about 350. And then take a baking sheet, a couple of them, and in advance, go ahead and lightly just coat it with a little bit of olive oil. In a large bowl, take the whole wheat flour and the baking powder together until they're all combined. Then stir in the cooked turkey meat and the dried cranberries. Make a well in the center of the flour, like a little hole, and then drop an egg right into the center. Okay, just drop it and pour in a little bit of the olive oil and about 1/2 cup of the chicken broth. And then mix into a soft dough. And if it's too dry, just mix in a little bit more of the broth. And then do like 1 tablespoon at a time because you don't want to overdo this until it's the right consistency. Now, take the dough, put it on a floured work surface and knead it for about 5 minutes. And then roll the dough out into about a quarter of an inch thick and cut out with a cookie cutter whatever shapes you want. Now, I'm going to have to tell you I have to have a little dog bone cookie cutter. I'm going to go ahead and make some of these little dog bone type things. I'm just going to go ahead and bake these until they're brown, about 20, 25 minutes. Turn the oven off and leave them in the oven for about an additional 1/2 hour, and they'll dry out. And then there you go for the dogs, and you can refrigerate these and give those guys a treat. The cranberry is good for them. The turkey and the broth is good for them. And we're using that whole wheat flour. And unless your dog is into gluten intolerant, that dog's going to love it. Okay, now as far as cats are concerned, we'll have to take that one up next time. So we're not disrespecting any cats at all. All right. That is like so many, holidays that gone by and things in the refrigerator, a really good variety of stuff to, for you guys to try and make. Now, listen, everybody out there has their own leftover thing that they like to do. And it usually starts happening about 11 o'clock at night and works its way over the next day or so with Thanksgiving. So I know you're sneaking back to the fridge, you know, every half hour, 45 minutes to find something that you really, really want to do and want to use all that stuff for. I have, the desire to tell you it's really another fun way to, stretch out, your budget and make sure you don't waste stuff. And, of course, if you have extra leftovers, the freezer is the place to go. And make sure you use a good quality freezer bag and make sure things are cooled down very, very well before you actually stick things in a bag and put them in the freezer, which will eliminate bacteria and eliminate freezer burn and just that yucky taste. But I think these little tips and all these ideas are things that most of us already know, but it's good to review it every now and then. All right, I hope that you enjoyed what we talked about today, and I want you to make sure that you know a couple of things. Please go to Blog Talk Radio, and under where you are right now, and under Foodomania, there's about 33 shows. We're going to be going into show 35 next week. So it's a big celebration for me, and hitting show number 35, and I'm really excited about that. It's hard to imagine. You can go to Blog Talk Radio at any time and hear any of the shows that you might not have heard before if you're new to Foodomania. Remember, you can write me at Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F as in Frank, S-T-U-A-R-T-O, at hotmail.com. And please stay in touch and write me at any time that you want. And I'll be happy to communicate with you. You can also go to Chef Stuarto's Foodomania page. Now, I also want you to, and that's on Facebook, I want you to know also that I'm on the air, online, and also if you're in the local Washington State area, at KS, as in Sam, VR, 91.7 FM, right here in the Skagit Valley, as well as KSVU up here in the Cascades Foothills. Now, you can go to www.k, S as in Sam, V as in Victor, R as in Robert.org and stream at any time. And look in the schedule and you'll see Chef Stuarto or Stuarto Show. Please tune into those. There's all kinds of great music and food. You can also go to 1020radio.net, which is my own little station. 1020 is the number, 1020, word radio right next to it, .net. And join us on the internet and find us there, and you'll be we'll be happy to see you there. Facebook is always a good way to reach out, and there's more food. And on the 1020 radio site, there's lots of recipes and lots of food minutes. So Foodomania takes over for every little corner of the day. And that's it. I want to thank you all for listening to the show, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Take care.